Interior Minister Ambrose Derry and the IGP David Asantiapietu are expected to visit conflict-hit Bembila in the northern region today to meet a special investigative team probing the recent violence. The chieftaincy conflict that started last week has so far claimed 11 lives, including children. A dozen more are reported injured. The visit by the IGP and Interior Minister is to enable them to get first-hand information on the cause of the latest shootings in the town. They'll also assess the destruction that has occurred since the conflict. 16 persons have been granted bail in connection with the conflict. They are expected to reappear on 27th February 2017. We have been joined on the line by Northern Regional Correspondent to give us an update on the issue. Hello, Mutala.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So, has the government delegation arrived yet?
Well, as we speak, the press is already in Bembila. There's a delegation here from the district security council, that's DISEC, waiting at the EP training college. We're waiting for the government delegation from Accra. My understanding is that the chopper is yet to take off from the Tamale airport, but when we are expecting them here within the next hour, and then we'll be going around from place to place, like you said, to ascertain the extent of damage following the conflict.
Yes, and Mutala, you can let's discuss some of the issues they'll be looking at.
Now, even before we get there, when I got down at Bembila, I decided to go to the only health center, the Bembila Clinic, which serves as a referral point for towns including Zabzugu Tatale, Pandai, Wulensi, and even parts of northern Volta. I was at the hospital today, and I got shocked when the medical superintendent there told me that in the midst of this conflict, that hospital has no ambulance. So in case of any emergency, it becomes difficult. Unless someone provides a pickup, then such emergencies become very, very difficult to handle. In addition to that, some personnel at the hospital fled following the conflict, but he reassured me that they called him and assured him that they are on their way coming back because CAM has returned. Otherwise, if you move through the Bembila Township, there seems to be calm. People are going about their normal duties. However, there is heavy security presence. Military and police personnel are patrolling the community 24/7. As we speak, the students of the Bembila EP College of Education are writing their exams. It is not too far from where the conflict zone is. A while ago, I was speaking with the principal of the college, Mr. Abu Wema, and he told me they are quite protected from the conflict, and his students are finding it quite normal to undertake their exams, except for those in the third year who were doing their community work at the various basic schools who have had to evacuate their homes because of the conflict. As we speak, first and second cycle schools within the Bembila Township remain closed.
And Mutala, you've just told me that CAM has returned. There are patrol teams. Students are taking their examinations. So, and the area is CAM. Are people still fleeing the area?
Well, some people, as I speak with people on the street, what they are saying is that it is CAM now. But there seems to be this feeling that this thing will happen again. People feel inside them that this continuous bloodbath, it will happen again. It is a matter of when, not if, that this will happen. So there seems to be some sort of frustration or loss of hope in finding a lasting solution to this problem.
Yes.
I was within the Bembila Township.
Yes.
There are civil servants and public servants here who are requesting to be posted out of the district. But for the indigents here, well, it is their home, and for most of them, living here will be like leaving home forever.
Yes. And Mutala, they are perfectly right, aren't they, for them to think that it's just a matter of time, considering the fact that the gun battle happened despite a 12-hour curfew in the area.
Yeah, that is correct. Even before the revision of this curfew, there was a curfew in place. There's always been a curfew over the last 4 years. And it's been like that even within this period that they revised the curfew, people tell me in town that they still at some point heard gunshots. But I must say the security here are working very, very hard. I've known some of them who have been here over the last 2 years, left their families, and they've been here, especially with the military and police personnel here in Bimbila. They've left their families and they are here, and they are doing all they can. It is the hope of some security personnel, too, that the people themselves will come together and accept that, look, it is high time we bury the hatchet. However, as we speak, the final determination is with the Supreme Court. The matter is with the Supreme Court for final arbitration, and we are hoping that the Supreme Court will make the final decision and bring a close to this issue.